SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Coast to coast.
Robert Hyde's ready for the Yankees-Dodgers series in Lipstick City at Chavez Ravine starting tonight. I'm looking forward to that as well. We got a lot of baseball to talk here on a pain-free Friday. Good to have you with us.
We certainly do. Big baseball night tonight. Lots of aces on the mound. The Yankee-Dodgers series in L.A. Ohtani's pitching tonight for the Angels in Houston. So a lot going on. Few things from yesterday, too, on that abbreviated schedule. We'll start with the Astros and Angels, who started that four-gamer in Houston. Win for the Astros 5-2. Alex Bregman, Scotty, putting the Astros ahead for good on AT&T Sportsnet Southwest.
Ground ball towards third, under the glove of Gio Urshela. Two runs are going to score. Astros lead 4-2, a three-run inning.
I mean, it is what it is, and my guess is that even though Otani's so dominant at 5-1 with an ERA in the low twos, he, I think he'll struggle there tonight. I mean, they're tough to play in that ballpark. They always seem to find a way to win, don't they?
They certainly do, and they've really gotten it going since those early season struggles. They didn't obviously get out of the gate very well in April, but now they find themselves just 2.5 back of the Rangers in the AL West. So the Astros back in a big way.
They'll catch them.
Twins last night, yes. Although I do like the way the Rangers have played, but it'll be difficult for them all summer to hold.
When is the last time? Let me ask you. When is the last time that they ever played an entire season like the way they're playing now? Which is never. They've never done it.
Right.
So you know they're going to melt at some point.
Yeah. Look, it's been over 10 years, obviously. They had that stretch where they made, you know, a couple World Series and lost. They lost to, say, you know, the late 2000s, early 2010s, where they were pretty good. But it's been a while since they've been good. And they're off to a great start. But Houston, you know, they're a championship team, championship pedigree. And even though they're probably not the same team, they're still pretty damn good, and they've been showing you that lately. Twins, of course, lead the AL Central. They extended that a little bit last night. They beat Cleveland 7-6. Tie game late. Will Castro walking it off on Bally Sports North.
A high fly right center field. Brennan Straw converged. Jeffers setting up for the tag. He's coming home.
They were four outs away, up 6-4, and they lose 7-6. I mean, I could smell the money in my hand at a buck 18. That was a very, absolutely debilitating loss for me last night. I had that up 6-4 with an out in the eighth. You got to win the game.
Yep.
And I did tell you.
Certainly do.
Yesterday, I said the Pirates bullpen is the best in baseball, in my opinion. And the Guardians had Class A and that great bullpen last year, and they're anything but. I was like, it's not Cleveland's bullpen anymore. They don't have a great bullpen. They have Class A's fallen off a cliff, and proof's in the pudding last night. You're four outs away. You can't get it done. You lose. That's why your bullpen's not the same. That's their problem.
That's for sure. And they are now 25-31. The Guardians coming off of winning the AL Central last year.
It's awful.
Not good. And there's talk that they might trade, or that they will trade, Shane Don't Call Me Justin Bieber by the deadline, who's their best pitcher. So that's always good. That gets the fan base going when you're going to trade your best pitcher when you're somewhat in the mix. We welcome in our radio affiliates for El Coast to Coast on a Friday. SiriusXM Channel 159 and Sports Byline. It's good to have you with us. The Red Sox got off the deck at Fenway last night. They did beat the Reds 8-2. Rafael Devers putting the Sox ahead for good on Nesson.
Oh, baby. Verdugo rounding. He is heading home. He will score. The Red Sox on top 3-2.
You know, I wasn't on the Reds to beat them. I was on that run and a half. I thought that they would be in the game. And in particular, with Sale leaving the game, I just couldn't believe, after the way they've played, 5 in a row, 6 of 7, that they laid that egg last night in Boston. It was like, when I was watching the game, I felt like they were just like already happy that they won the series and they were throwing the game. They were just like, let's get out of here.
And we did get our yearly injury for Chris Sale last night, Scotty. Left the game with shoulder soreness. Getting an MRI today doesn't sound great. Whenever you got the shoulder soreness, whether you got something significant or not, that means you ain't going to be pitching for a little while. I mean, I know we do this every year. Sale's always hurt.
He's always hurt.
Got a lot of mileage.
I think it's because, Mike, he just, you know what? He's got the DeGrom type release where he's just literally trying to throw 100 miles an hour on every pitch. It doesn't matter if it's a slider. It doesn't matter. He just throws the ball so hard that it's inevitable. And I have said this to you a million times. Guys that are fat, that throw junk, they play for 25 years. Guys that throw hard don't last.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
We get a little walk-off in the desert last night, Carver High.
We did have a little walk-off in the desert. In fact, last one that I have for you, the Rockies had themselves a lead. Looked like they were trying to get one out of the four games. Instead, the Diamondbacks come back in the ninth. They get the four-game sweep. It was Corbin Carroll doing the honors on Bally Sports Arizona.
Corbin Carroll, base hit! Here comes Marte! Diamondbacks sweep all four from Colorado!
I got to tell you, this team just keeps winning, and they're making a name for themselves. That's for sure. They're giving the Dodgers pressure. It's good to see, especially considering that no one in the area gives a rat's ass about them. You couldn't pay people to go to their games. No one goes. I think the only thing they like there is the Suns. I don't know. I know you can't like the Cardinals. They're so awful. So no one goes to the baseball games. You got to be kidding me. Carver High and I'd be there front row. Mafia'd be getting beers. Front row. Let's go.
They've built a good young team now. Carroll is going to win Rookie of the Year this year, maybe. Christian Walker hits bombs. Marte's a good player. You know, they got Zach Gallen, Merrill Lynch, Kelly. They've built a nice little young team, and it's showing this year. I don't know if they're going to go punch for punch with the Dodgers all summer. But for now, at least they are doing that. Padres beat the Marlins. Mets beat the Phillies. Mark Canna homered again. Two-run shot the game a lead.
You know, one other thing.
Brewers 3-1.
Excuse me. You know, the thing you said about the Dodgers. Like, yeah. I mean, I see them lose to the Nationals and give up 10 runs. I don't think the Dodgers are all that. They're certainly not what they were. I think they've taken a huge step back. I don't think they're as daunting as everybody else thinks they are. I think they're beatable. Very beatable. And you'll see this weekend.
I do not think they're as good as the last few years. I think that they can bash you. They got a lot of good bats, and they can bully you some nights. But I don't think that their pitching is anywhere near what it's been the last couple of years. And like you saw yesterday or today's Wednesday afternoon when they gave up 10 to the Nats, it could get them in trouble because they don't have the same arms that they've had the last few years. All right, we have a full slate tonight. 15 games, wall to wall. Let's do it. In fact, we have a game that starts, Scotty, within the hour. How about this? The 5:10 East first pitch in Cincinnati between the Brewers and the Reds, because I think they got like a Zach Brown Band concert after the game tonight. They got to get the ball game in and then get the concert out on the field afterwards. So like a double dip at Great American tonight. Corbin Burns. at 34 Williams.
The other day was listening to. I walked into the kitchen and I'm just minding my own business. I'm not looking for a fight. I come around the corner and I'm hearing some country music or something, and I'm like,
yeah,
what the hell is this? And she's like, it's Chris Stapleton. I love him. And I'm like, who the F is that? I go, what's next? You're going to make me go to a country concert? Like, she probably wants to go to the Zac Brown show tonight. Like, listen, I congratulations, everyone that loves country. I love you. Congratulations. I don't have time to sit around hearing about my heart is like a truck. I can't do it. I don't watch NASCAR
I only know this because I had to see. I thought it was so bizarre. Why the hell are they starting this game at 5 o'clock? And that's when I went and found out that they have the big Zac Brown concert on after the game tonight. -160, the Brewers are the road favorites with Burns. +135 for the Reds with Brandon Williamson. Big 10, a 10 flat total in Cincinnati.
Yeah, I like the over, and I like the Brewers, and I even like them minus a run and a half with Burns going. I think he's their best pitcher, and I'm not afraid of Williamson.
Oakland, after taking 2 out of 3 at home against the Braves, now goes to Miami, where they'll play a weekend series against the Marlins. Edward Cabrera goes for the fish. Hogan Harris gets the ball for Oakland tonight.
Hogan's Heroes.
-200 for Miami, +165 for the A's.
We got another one.
8.5. It's another one. Hogan's Heroes tonight for the Athletics down in South Beach.
We got a bet on Hogan's Heroes just for the fun of it.
Hogan's Heroes. Let's take them. Hogan's Heroes tonight, +165 for the A's against the Fish. I would take the 1.5. With Oakland. I know Oakland's, listen, they're awful everywhere. They're really awful on the road. But Miami doesn't blow anybody out.
Right.
Every game they win is by one run, right? Every game's 3-2, 4-3, 2-1. They don't blow nobody out. So let's take the run
ahead. Their Cy Young winner can't even win a game. I mean, I'm not afraid of them.
He's had a rough start. The Phillies are in D.C. this weekend. Zach Wheeler and Josiah Gray is the matchup here for game number one. Phillies, of course, the road favorite, -185, +150 for the Nats, 9 flat the total.
You know, I got to tell you, I'm on the Nats. I think the Phillies are awful this year, and I am not afraid of them at all. And I saw the Nats swinging away, beating up on Syndergaard and the Dodgers. What do I have to lose? I'll bet money. I will bet my life. If I bet the $1.65 on Wheeler, I would lose the bet. And you know how I'd lose? And a bases loaded single in the ninth inning. Because, I mean, tell me that anyone you know loses more bets in the eighth and ninth inning than me. I mean, honestly, like, I lose everything. I'm up 6-4 last night. I'm still having – I woke up in hives. I got hives. So I literally have sciatica because of my eighth and ninth inning blown games in baseball. I'll take the Nats over the overrated Phillies. I mean, the Mets just pushed them around. Who doesn't?
Yep. Big weekend for the Buccos. They start a 9-game homestand, as you were telling me, with the Cardinals in PNC. Contreras goes for the Pirates. Jack Flaherty is going for the Redbirds. Pirates +115, Cardinals -140 at PNC. The disrespect to the Buccos. 9.5 is the total.
I'm on the Bucs and Contreras. They have the same record. Flaherty is so overrated, it's not even funny. Like, people talk about Flaherty like he's the Orioles Flaherty back in the day. Believe me, this guy is overrated. Overrated.
I'm with you. I'm on the Bucks tonight. Get to me Contreras and the Buccos back home to kick this thing off. By the way, get the bagels ready. I hope you got Peacock fired up for Sunday. The Pirates are playing that 11:30 a.m. Peacock game against the Cardinals. The
Is it
Sunday
only on
special.
Peacock? Or it's not on MLB TV, too. Only. Like, I get the MLB package. I don't get the game.
Straight only on Peacock. Only way you could watch that
game.
Well,
look, you know what tonight is? It's T-shirt night at PNC. So if you get a free T-shirt and it's a retro old school T-shirt, like one of them old ones, like old school Pirates. And when you get the free T-shirt, who cares about Sunday's game?
That's it. Rays are in Boston for four this weekend. They're playing a doubleheader tomorrow, Scotty. A scheduled doubleheader. Not a rain makeup. A scheduled doubleheader for the Rays and the Red Sox. Tyler Glasnow and Garrett Whitlock is tonight's matchup. The Rays are minus 140. Red Sox plus 115. 9.5 is the total. Up, up, up and away for me tonight, Scotty, with Glasnow and Whitlock. Lots of runs at Fenway.
Yeah, and I got to tell you, I still got to take the Rays.
Still got to take the Rays. I'm with you on that. We'll take the Rays, but I think that we will get ourselves a lot of runs, that's for sure. All right, I have more games for you that we will discuss after you talk to Davis, including the Bassett Hound will be back at Citi Field tonight against the Mets. Good one in Texas with the Mariners and the Rangers. Otani is pitching in Houston. And the Yankees and the Dodgers at Chavez Ravine. You got that tonight. They're the Fox game tomorrow night. They're the ESPN game Sunday night. Lots of Yankees and Dodgers in prime time for you the next few nights.
The Bassett Hound could not hang in New York. He hated New York. He hated the media. So screw him. Six ways till Sunday.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Know your prey. This is a whole new jungle. This is The Lion's Share. Brought to you by BetMGM.
All right, so we bring in Davis Maddock here from Fantasy Sports Today. First, I want to tell you about the BetMGM First Bet offer. You sign up, deposit into your new account after you get the BetMGM Sports app on iOS or Android. You can even get it at BetMGM.com. Place your first bet offer and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if it loses. That's free money, Romeo. If the bet does lose, your bonus bets will be available once the wager is settled. It's like hitting the lottery. $1,000 paid back to you. Everybody's doing it. They just won't admit it. All right. You can catch Davis tomorrow on Fantasy Sports Today at 8 a.m. He loves getting up early and doing the show. He just told me that. Anyway, I want to start by talking about Zona, how they've caught the Dodgers, how they have won five in a row, how they swept Rotto, Carroll with the walk-off last night. We've even talked about how nobody goes to their games. I think they'll start going if this keeps up.
I think, I think you'll probably see attendances start to spike a little bit. In terms of all of the teams at the beginning of the season that I didn't think would be that good, who have sustained good performance, this one, I am more surprised by Arizona being tied for the lead in the NL West than I am of the Pirates having an above 500 record, the Tigers not being an absolute embarrassment, the Marlins having a winner record. You know, Scoop Mish's Miami Marlins, I thought they were going to be awful. Craig told me they were going to be a little bit better than that. But the Diamondbacks, I mean, it's pretty impressive. They only have three guys who are playing every day who have been, you know, worse than league average in terms of OPS plus. And probably more than anything, I mean, they're getting Cy Young quality pitching again from Zach Gallen. But some of these guys in their rotation who've been pretty middling for their career, you know, Merrill Kelly, Ryan Nelson, Zach Davies, some of these guys who have really not had good samples as major league starting pitchers. I mean, Merrill Kelly's been phenomenal for them. I don't know how sustainable it is because that division is so nuts. They're against pretty much the two richest teams in the National League in that division. But it is, it's always nice to see a team you don't expect do well in baseball.
So the Dodgers run differential is plus 57. They score the second most runs in baseball. Why are they so average? I mean, is it because they're a 500 team on the road? Is it because Trey Turner's gone? What? They're pitching. Carver High said it's their pitching. Is it Syndergaard's fault? I mean, what is the reason why they're just so average?
I mean, I think Carver High is probably right. I mean, one, they just keep having all their starting pitchers get injured. Urias is on the IL. Dustin May is on the 60-day IL now. Syndergaard, I mean, he has been god awful. I don't even really understand what the logic is in keeping him in the rotation. I would think that doing what that actually doing with funny. We were just talking about the Diamondbacks. The Diamondbacks saw a couple starts for Madison Bumgarner, and they said, we can't have this, right? We cannot have a guy who is just, you know, I mean, Syndergaard has a mid sixes ERA and they're tossing him out there every 5 days. I would think, you know, calling up whoever you got. I mean, Gavin Stone, their young kid, is on the 40-man. He was really bad in his first two appearances. So maybe that's not tenable. But I got to think that an organization this rich can figure something out other than tossing him out every 5 days. And I mean, missing Trey Turner is a big deal because the guys who are taking his plate appearances, Miguel Varjas and Miguel Rojas, they're awful. I mean, Miguel Rojas has been the worst guy with over 100 plate appearances in baseball this year. He's probably the worst hitter on a major league roster right now.
Wouldn't you DFA Syndergaard Arizona did Bumgarner? I think he's finished, and I think they need to get rid of him sooner than later. What are they waiting for? The Nats lit him up. He gets lit up every time he pitches. It's an automatic Dodger loss every time the guy goes out there. Get rid of him.
Yeah, it's the same thing. It's the same thing as Bumgarner. It's sort of the same thing as Corbin. You know, like every 5 days when Patrick Corbin takes the mound, I'm just ready for him to give up like 3 home runs. And however, you know, his runs will just be determined by how many walks he gets. But like the Nationals, who cares, right? I mean, the Nationals don't even care. The Athletics, who cares? No one on that team even cares. The owner doesn't care who wins or loses those games for the Oakland Athletics. But we're talking about the Dodgers. I would think that they would be much more proactive. And they have, I mean, historically, they have been really proactive. If anything, give him the phantom IL stint, you know, just give him, oh, he's got elbow inflammation, so he can't pitch right now. Like, if anything, I would do that. And then you get your 40-man roster spot back.
So the Cardinals have a losing record at home, losing record on the road. Flaherty has the same record as Contreras, but the Cardinals are heavy favorites over the Pirates tonight at PNC. Go figure. Like, why is that? The Pirates are a better team than the Cardinals. This is based off all those banners at Busch Stadium more than anything else. Because when you lose at home, lose on the road, you got a worse record, you're further out. Pirates are a game over 500. Why are they such heavy dogs to Flaherty, who's the most overrated pitcher I've ever heard in my life?
He is extremely overrated. I mean, I think the market is definitely playing a big part of that. I mean, you know, like people want to believe in the Cardinals. They've been, since the first week of the season, they've been trying to sell this hot start from the Pittsburgh Pirates. And Flaherty, actually, you know, we talk about pitchers who people, you know, the market kind of adjusts to them over time. I don't think the market has ever readjusted Jack Flaherty after that initial great season that he had. I think the market still kind of treats him that way. I would be on the Contreras side of that game, probably. I mean, Sawinski, he's like the best power hitter on either team right now. He's been amazing.
All right, so what are your plays for tonight? Before we go any further, I want to get those in.
All right, well, we're starting. I mean, you knew we were going to go here, but we got to start with Shohei Ohtani and the Los Angeles Angels. I was just, the first thing I noticed going through the lines was that the Angels were an underdog in this spot against the Houston Astros. And I think historically speaking, that sort of makes sense. I mean, the Astros have been this way better team than the Angels. The Angels have sort of been the younger brother in this division for a long time. But I like getting the plus money with Ohtani pitching. And I mean, you know, the Astros lineup is not the one that we recognize. I mean, we talked about Jose Abreu, I think, on Wednesday with Carver High. He's got one home run on the year. That's it. They're DHing a quad A guy, Corey Jolks. I mean, the bottom half of their lineup, Abreu, McCormick, Jolks, Maldonado, that's pretty much their everyday bottom half of the order. I mean, those dudes all suck. Like, you know, they're, so I actually think the Angels, they got a little something building here. They're getting a little bit of hitting from their catcher spot for the first time ever. Jared Walsh is back and playing. I'm going to be betting on the Angels as moneyline dogs a lot coming up, I think.
All right. And you're on some of the Rocky action tonight in Kansas City.
Yeah. So Jordan Lyles, the Royals, it just doesn't matter. I guess the Royals are about as pathetic as the Oakland Athletics. It's hard for me as a Royals fan to admit that, but the ownership doesn't care. The front office is just overhauling everything. They're tossing Jordan Lyles out there every 5 days. And Jordan Lyles is I do not know how this guy is a major league starting pitcher. You know, 5 earned runs, like, pretty much every single start, 7.3 ERA, nothing about his peripheral. No, he's not getting unlucky to be giving up all these runs. He's just no good. So we're going to take the alternate team total for the Colorado Rockies over 5.5 runs. It's also in the Midwest right now. It's about 1 billion degrees outside. It's hot. It's humid. I think just this whole weekend, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, I think we're going to see a bunch of high scoring games all over the Midwest.
All right. So over 5.5 runs, plus about 45. And Charlie Blackman, you're on to do some things.
Yeah. So this is just something I love to do. Like, once I go through and kind of handicap these games, look at the spots I like, and then just see what runs or what specific player props is going to correlate with that result. You can throw them in the same game parlay on BetMGM, or you cannot. Totally up to you. But I just think a leadoff hitter, when I think that it's a spot where they're pretty likely to go over their team total, even like their alternate team total, I definitely like the idea of taking their leadoff hitter. I also like, if you can just go through and comb through some of these RBI props. I don't know how the Rockies RBI props are going to be priced with McMahon batting third and Diaz batting fourth, because Chris Bryant got sent to the IL. I think he's got a foot injury, maybe a heel injury. So they reconfigured their batting order. And I think the RBI props might be a little bit off for them as well.
And you're running with the Marlins tonight?
Every day I go, I open up the MLB at-bat app, and I'm like, all right, who are the Oakland Athletics playing? Who is pitching against the Oakland Athletics, and how can I find a way to make money off of them? And tonight, Edward Cabrera, a guy who I kind of like betting on, he's really young. He has not really figured out the strike zone yet. I don't know if anyone on the Marlins coaching staff told him the goal of the game is to throw it inside the imaginary little box. It's kind of all over the place. But I don't really know if there's anyone on the Oakland Athletics who can punish him for not throwing the ball inside that imaginary strike box. And anytime we're up against a horrible team like this, well, I don't like to pay. No one likes to pay. Nobody likes to pay the minus 200 juice. We are going to take the run line at -1.5 runs.
Who do you like in the Jays Mets series this weekend at Citi Field?
I was just talking to our producer Matt about this. I actually really like this spot for the Mets. We got Verlander going tonight. Senga's probably going to go on Sunday, and the Blue Jays, nothing they love more than to just hit about 500 consecutive ground balls. You're sitting there and like, oh my God, Matt Chapman, Bo Bichette, Vlad, there's going to be so many home runs, and you're watching them, and it's just ground out to short after one after another.
Well, let's see if Verlander can get it done. Scherzer got it done the other day. They seem to play really well at home. Their problem has been on the road. Have a good weekend, bro. Great stuff.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
To be on Sports Grid, so why haven't you gone and gotten the new Sports Grid app in the iTunes store? It's free. It's incredible. It is state of the art. It does it all, including the TVs on there, the video side, the audio, radio side is on there. You can follow your favorite hosts like Carver, Hyde, Pharrell, whatever. Just click and follow your host. You get every clip of every show every day. It's insanity. They got in-game odds. They got it all. Scores, news, analytics. The SportsGrid app is sensational. By the way, you can go to sportsgrid.com/watch to see all the platforms that we're on. We have a number of games yet to still go over in baseball. Let's keep it up.
We certainly do. We will go to Citi Field next, where, yes, the Bassett Hound returns. Of course, Chris Bassett pitched for the Mets last year. I guess didn't like it in New York. He only complained about it several times throughout the season. He is now in Toronto. Justin Verlander for the Mets, Scotty, who are -135, +115 for the Jays. 8.5 is the total.
So I laid 1.5 with Verlander in the Mets, and I hope that the Citi Field fans, which it'll be packed there tonight, I hope they give this guy the business all night long so that he just gets lit up. I mean it. With all of his nasty comments about New York, screw you, dude. Go ahead and run up to Canada and hide. Go ahead. Go to the Four Seasons for lunch, you femme. Go ahead. I hope you get a piece of it tonight in Queens. I hope they give him the business. Even little kids swear at that ballpark.
Seattle is in Texas this weekend to face the Rangers. Good one tonight. Luis Castillo and John Gray, who has been excellent for the Rangers so far this year. Rangers minus 105. Seattle, the slight favorite on the road. Minus 115, a flat 8 the total.
Yeah, you know, they're hot, too. They've won 7 of 10, so I can see why they're favored tonight. And, you know, Gray's been fantastic, though. I think Texas can beat them tonight. I like that short price.
Another good pitching matchup in the AL West in Houston, where Shohei Ohtani takes the mound against Framber Valdez, of course, who has been very good for the Astros as well. Astros tonight, Scotty, at home, minus 130. So you're getting plus 110 with Ohtani tonight. 7.5 is the total.
Yeah, I won't deny that I'm worried about doing this, but I am on the Astros. I think they can beat him in that ballpark. And I don't think, you know, he's been great. I won't deny it. He's 5-1. He means business. So does Valdez. Okay? So I think it's going to be a great game. And I anticipate the Angels bullpen imploding in the 7th through 9th. And that's when the Astros will steal this one.
The what else? What do we got next here, Scotty? Sorry there for a moment. We're losing things quickly here. Cleveland is in Minnesota again tonight. Game two after the walk-off from the Twins. Bailey Ober and Aaron Savale is the pitching matchup tonight. Twins minus 135 plus $1.15 for the Guardians. Flat 8 the total.
I like the under in this game, and I got to go with the Twins again because I got burned last night on the Guardians. All they do is screw up. You're 4 outs away from a win in a gigantic series, and you blow it. I expect the whole weekend will be a disaster.
Two awful teams in Kansas City. Other side of the spectrum is Chase Anderson and Jordan Lyles for the Rockies and the Royals tonight at the K. Royals minus 125, Rockies plus 105, 9.5. I'm up and away with this one. Both of these guys suck, Scotty.
Well, I love the Rockies at $1.05. Go bet it right now because Lyles is the worst pitcher in the history of the game. He is literally 7, 8, 10 runs a game. I mean, he's awful. He's over, he's donuts. He's absolute ass can. You got to go with the Rockies. If that guy wins a game, I'll keel over.
Tigers and the White Sox in Chicago. Mike Clevinger for the White Sox tonight. Reese Olson makes his first start of the season for the Tigers. White Sox minus 155, Detroit plus 130, 8.5 the total.
Yeah, I got to tell you, I think the White Sox stink. I like Detroit.
The White Sox do stink. I'm not going to disagree with you on that one. They have been awful this year. Atlanta in Arizona this weekend. So nice little test for the Diamondbacks. The Fisherman, Charlie Morton against Merrill Lynch Kelly to open up this series. The Braves, the road favorite, minus 120. Arizona, even money, plus a hundy. Flat 9 the total.
Here's another one. Go bet Colorado and go bet Arizona right now at those prices. Plus $1.05 on Rotto against Lyles. You got to be kidding me. And secondly, Arizona's won 5 straight, 7 of 10. They've tied the Dodgers. We've talked about it all day today on the show. I love Merrill Lynch Kelly tonight at even money to beat the Braves. Remember, the Braves almost got swept at the Ashtray by the A's. That's embarrassing. It's obvious to me that they're out west and they just don't care. They just want to get through it and go home. And that's all there is to it. They're not playing good baseball.
Cubs are in San Diego. Hopefully get themselves some of that soft serve ice cream in the helmet. Michael Waka against Jameson Shots of Tyone. Tyone coming in with the 0-3 and the 8.04 ERA. Not a good look. The Padres minus 160 plus 135 for the Cubs. 8.5 the total.
We would be turning on this guy in New York right about now with these numbers. Shots of Tyone has clearly gone to the Cubs and failed miserably. I'm on the Padres tonight. I bet it this morning minus a run and a half, and I'm going for it with the Padres. And, you know, hopefully they'll start playing better. I mean, they were hitting a ball. Tatis had four RBIs the other day. Can they finally win at home? They have been an utter embarrassment at Petco.
Orioles head west. They are at Oracle against the Giants this weekend. Dean Kramer and Logan Webb will be the pitching matchup to start that series. Minus 160 for San Francisco. Getting the Orioles at $1.35 tonight. Flat eight the total. Wow. Orioles plus 135 out in San Francisco.
I like the Orioles tonight and Coffee and Kramer. I think they'll get it done. The Pirates beat up the Giants. Who doesn't? I'm on the O's.
Man, there's some we got some dogs tonight, Scotty, in baseball, honestly. Between the Rockies, the Pirates, the Diamondbacks, the Orioles, we got some dogs tonight going here in baseball. This is nice. In fact, I'll throw one more dog. We'll throw one more dog on the pile. The last game of the night. The Yankees in Los Angeles against the Dodgers. Luis Severino and Clayton Kershaw kicks off a much-anticipated three-game set. Yankees plus 120 on the road. Dodgers minus 145, flat eight. Many Yankees tonight, Sky. They're getting Stanton back tonight, getting Donaldson back tonight. Severino, let's go.
Yeah, I'm on the Yankees plus $1.18. I'm on the Orioles plus $1.35. I'm on Arizona even money, and I'm on Colorado plus $1.05. Remember all those dogs.
Lots of dogs tonight. Dog's going to bark here. I like the over in the Yankee-Dodger game as well. I'm looking for maybe Judge take a little deep for Kershaw tonight, Scotty. Judge a little homer off of Kershaw.
I don't know. Oh, with Severino and Kershaw going, I don't know. I'm not on that.
There you go. Big weekend in baseball. Some interesting matchups. Lots of good pitchers tonight for you to chew on. How about, for the first time in 5 days, a little hockey.
Oh, everybody loves hockey. Everyone I know.
Finally, tomorrow night, game one of the Stanley Cup Final at the T-Mobile in Vegas. We have the Panthers and the Golden Knights. Let's roll, baby. We will start with Vegas head coach Bruce Cassidy, on the matchup with the Panthers.
Well, they've powered through the East.
Look, you got
some really strong regular season teams: Boston, Toronto, Carolina, all excellent records. So obviously, we got our hands full. We know that Bobrovsky's found his rhythm in there, and other than that,
excited
we'll dive
it, Bruce,
into it a little
huh?
more in the next few days. Find even further tendencies that hopefully we can exploit or take away, depending on the situation.
And this guy boring.
Looking
oh
forward
my God.
To it. They've earned their way. We've earned our way. So, like I said, looking forward to getting going.
I mean, honestly, like, I've had more fun getting a root canal listening to this guy. Look, here's my feeling about it. I think that Vegas is probably the better team, but they're not playing better hockey than the Florida Panthers. The Panthers are playing the best team hockey I've seen, for an eight since the LA Kings in 14. I mean, they are every night. I mean, it's every night. And they win every game in overtime. They are loose, no pressure. No one thinks they can win. They've been the model of that the entire postseason. Like, they were supposed to lose to Boston. They were supposed to lose to Toronto, kick their ass 4-1. They were supposed to lose to Carolina, beat them 4-0. I mean, honestly, like, are people not getting the point at this juncture that they're on their way? Like, they mean business. Yep. I'm on the Panthers.
I'm with you. Look, I think 1 to 20, you're right. I think if you look at the roster, 1 through 20, Vegas is better than the Florida Panthers. But there's a couple of big advantages on the Florida side here. I think they got a heavy advantage in goal. I mean, Bobrovsky and Hill, Hill's played well. It's a big advantage. Bobrovsky's better than him. And the Panthers have the best skater on the ice. Now, Marchessault's been great. Eichel's an all-world player. Nobody's been better than Matthew Tkachuk the last 2.5 months. Nobody. He's been outstanding getting him there. So between Tkachuk, Bobrovsky, and I'll even throw this in there, Maurice, better than Cassidy. And Maurice has that little thing, Scotty, like, I know it doesn't play on the ice, but he's been in the league forever. He's coached a billion teams, and now he's finally got a chance to finally win one as a head coach. And I think that there's a little good juju there for him as well with Paul Maurice getting to this spot. So I think there's a lot of things on the Panthers' side here. Here is Paul Maurice quickly. He's happy to get things back going. Remember, the Panthers haven't played in a long time.
I probably haven't spent a lot of time talking about the story outside, except it's really fun to be here. We're still in that mode. Excited about where we're at, the challenge, but I think at this point we would say the opportunity that's ahead for both teams is exciting. It'll be the most pressure, but in a great way. And I think a rightful culmination to the seasons, right? They beat three really good teams. We feel we have as well. I think both teams are pretty darn healthy. So the A players are in their lineup, and we'll get a best head-to-head matchup.
Yeah, I actually think that, and we'll, you know, I'll talk to Denny Bernstein about this. I think that Vegas has had an easy time of it. I think they've had, you know, yeah. I think the Winnipeg Jets suck. So I think they're, and I thought the Dallas Stars sucked in that series. They quit. They got their ass beat 4-0 and 6-0. Christ almighty, 10 in a row that you don't score a goal. Yeah. I mean, I thought Vegas had the easiest trip to the finals I've ever seen in my life. Panthers have earned this. I think they'll beat it.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
It's time for Today in Carver High History.
Why don't we start today all the way back in 1935. That's right. Babe Ruth announces his retirement as a player at 40 years old. The Babe hanging them up. 1942, Ted Williams enlists as a U.S. Navy aviator. 1962, Rod Laver wins the French Open, second leg of his first career Grand Slam. 73, Margaret Court wins her fifth and final French Open singles title by beating teenager Chrissy Everett in three sets. 1987, the Mariners draft Ken Griffey Jr., number one overall. That's when you get a draft pick right, when you draft Ken Griffey Jr. first overall. 1989, Eric Davis of the Reds hits for the cycle. Here we go. Let's do it.
Shot into right center field with speed. He'd get that triple. Let's see if he can do it. Will he try it? He's going to go for it. He's going for the cycle. And he slides, and he is safe. Eric Davis, how many times do you see that? Hit for the cycle as Larkin scores. It's 9-4. But that's something you see so rarely, and the fans here know it.
He was a great player.
So rarely. How about that? 92, former Giants coach Bill Parcells undergoes open heart surgery. Bill's okay now, thankfully. 97, White Sox Albert Bell, franchise-tying 27-game hit streak ends. And also today, Scotty, I did see this. 2010 was the day that the kid Andres Galarraga, the perfect game, got robbed by Jim Joyce at first base with that awful call on the 27th out, where he called the guy safe. He was out by a half a step. And that kid Galarraga lost a perfect game. And
he was cool about it, though, and they're like friends to this day. The player forgave him. He just like, it's all right. I don't care.
It helps that Joyce wasn't a pig about it and admitted that he made a brutal mistake, unlike most of these umpires.
They never admit that they're wrong.